romance is not the first thing most of us think of when we think of carpooling. Then there's Steve and Sue Deaver of Hillsboro, Oregon. They were carpooling buddies who became buddies for life.
We enjoyed being together, you know, in the car.
That's why I proposed to Sue.
Right.
Was in the car.
They may be happy to learn that some companies are now offering perks to employees who cut down on driving. This month, the Environmental Protection Agency released a list of workplaces that offer the best incentives for commuters.
Intel ranked number one. Mark Gorman is in charge of Intel's commuter program.
Intel will pay $30 per month of their transit costs to commute via commuter rail or bus. We've got bike lockers and showers for bicyclists. We've got food court-style cafes, ATM machines, so you don't have to leave at lunchtime and do your banking.
Mark Gorman says public transportation and carpools have become relaxing downtime for some.
But we had an employee in Arizona. He got his MBA by studying during the vanpool ride, working on his laptop.
Among the 16,000 employees at Intel's Oregon campus, there's been a 14% increase in transit ridership. Sue Deaver, the carpool bride, says money is a factor.
You're not having to pay for the extra gas. An extra $20 or $40 every week begins to add up.
Sue and Steve Deaver have now been married for 6 years. They relive their rideshare romance every morning, carpooling to work at Intel.
And you can see which other companies have the best commuter programs by going to npr.org.